Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, the parent division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. That being said, let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
Amazed at your power. Amazed at your strength. Amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley. Help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing, your sacrifice for me,
forever blessing,
give unto me, for every valley.
For everybody,
do you sustain than me? I don't deserve more.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands. Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace,
where would I be?
Where
would I be? Lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
So amazing, your love for me, your love for me. It's so amazing, your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
give unto me, for every valley.
For every
valley, you sustain than me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy. Not for your grace, where would I stand amazed?
I stand amazed at your
grace. I stand amazed.
I stand amazed at your
strength.
So amazing,
so amazing,
so amazing.
So amazing.
I stand amazed. Come on, say, I stand amazed. Yeah, I stand amazed.
So amazing,
amazing,
amazing.
Come on, say, I stand.
strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So amazing, so amazing.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Anybody been gracefully broken? Where? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace.
Yes, Lord.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am and find my heart. The altar again, set me on fire. Set me on fire.
Come on, sing.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am and find my heart. On the altar again, set me on fire.
Ask him.
Set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name, your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will be your purpose in me. You won't forsake. You will be with me. You will be with me. Here I am. Arms wide open. Oh, pouring out my love, pouring out my life, gracefully broken.
Set it.
Here I am, God, arms wide open. I'm holding nothing back.
I'm holding nothing back.
Come on now, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the highest desert. I'm traveling afar for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, just ask him, say, Lord, please, Lord, please. Hear my heart cry. I just believe where you are, just to be where you are, to be where you are, across the highest depths. I'll travel near and far. Say, for your glory, for your glory,
to be honest,
I'm going to be well.
Yeah.
This is
You take me out of the
lifting me. You're lifting me. And I'm so glad I'm on you. When sickness will touch you.
My shoulder, Lord, and your tablet.
Yeah.
You're the lifter. Just stay right there. Yes, it is.
Come on, man.
I'm going to give y'all signals. Just watch me. You're the lifter. Just stay right there. I know you just sang through some stuff. And you look really good right now. You don't look like what you've been through. Would you sing to us how he brought you out of that place for you to be looking like that?
Come on, girl. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Jesus, you lifted my hand.
Yeah. Oh, sing
you covered me.
Yes, sir.
You kept me long.
Come on, come on.
When I was born, I was at the end of my road, Lord. You lifted me, Jesus. You're my remembrance, you're heavenly shadow. You're my everything, Jesus. When I can call me nobody, I can call on you, Jesus.
Thank you. Glory, 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 glory.
Bless your name, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Now at this time, we're going to have the First Lady of GMPCC to pray us in on this morning service. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we bless your name on today. We give you glory, honor, and praise. God, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your house one more time. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning, God, with you steadfast on our minds, Father God. God, and as we come, Lord God, give you thanksgiving, God, giving you praise, Lord God, just saying thank you for all that you've already done, God. God, we ask that you would just continue to pour down your blessings, Father God, that you would continue to pour down your anointing, Father God. God, and we thank you for it, Father God. God, we thank you for those that are sick and shut in, God, that you would touch them, Father. God, we know you to be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth, God. God, we know you to be Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God that giveth peace, Father.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
God, we know you to be Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, the God that provides, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask, oh God, that you would just walk in the midst, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And that you would have your way on today, Father God. God, and that you would reach down and touch the man of God, Lord God, and grant him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God.
Come on
as
now.
He shares with the people, Father God.
Yes, sir.
Allow him to move out the way and allow your blessings to just pour down into him, Father. And as they come out, Father God, they will fall out on good ground, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we thank you for all the seeds, Lord God, that you put in us, Father.
Thank
that
you,
they
Lord.
Are now bearing fruit, Father God.
Come on now.
This is harvest time, Father.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
God,
yeah.
We thank you for the harvest that's coming.
Come on,
Lord,
Holy
Father,
Spirit.
God. We thank you for the move, Lord God.
Yeah, yeah.
In the name of Jesus, God, where there's darkness, God, we
come
thank
on.
You for the light. Father,
yes, sir.
God. Lord God, where there's no unsavory, God, we thank you for the Savior,
yeah.
Father. And God, we just bless your name on today, and we ask, Lord God, that you would just continue to have your way. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' God. Name.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, to God be all the glory. I thank you for the use and the presence of the Holy Spirit, and allow it to be in this home, because this is not my home. It's this home, and we allow it to flow. And that being said, I was struggling this morning and last night, well, last night to this morning, and up to the present point to we start this podcast this morning. And I asked the Lord to help me on today because I didn't feel his presence this morning. I mean, I'm always in his presence, but was he there? And I asked the Lord to talk to me because I didn't hear him. And all he came back was just listen. So I listened and I listened and I heard this, the word that we're going to have for this morning. Coming from one of my favorite books of the Bible, Psalms, Book of Psalms, chapter 119. Now, what I got out of it, excuse me, pardon me, what I got out of it, it's pretty much chopped up, but I don't know if it's for you, but it's definitely for me. Amen. And this morning is coming from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 10 to 11. Then we're going to jump down to verse 29 and 30, and jump down one more time to verse 34 to 37. And this morning's title is Call on the Lifter. Yeah, yeah. Call on the Lifter. So I give you about, 40 seconds? I'll give you about a minute to go, because we're staying in that one book. We're staying in that one book. The book of Psalms 119 is there on the screen. And I don't know if I should go Facebook Live. Let's see here if I can go Facebook Live. Give you all a minute. And while we're doing so, let me be transparent. Like, I've been struggling for the past 2 months, from November to now. And in the midst, as I'm talking to God, you know, I made some declares and decrees that we're going to have our TV station, and that so all you guys can see, or at least listen to the sermons and see it live. We have enough videos and we stream enough live to have our own TV station. We have enough services, even through the podcast. And I thank to all those that are following the Kingdom Power Fellowship podcast. I bless y'all and I thank y'all for following us. We almost had 1,000 followers. And I pray by this time tomorrow, we hit that mark. But like I said, I made some decrees that we will have the Kingdom Power Fellowship app that I've done. To God be the glory and the strength of God. That was accomplished. Were there any meaning downloads? Nah, I'm not sure. I didn't know how to calculate that. But the one thing that I declared and decree was the TV station. The TV stations, the app, the toll-free number, all that other stuff, we accomplished. One of the things I have yet to accomplish was this TV station to actually air and to give you all. So I have, from this time to next year, the Lord wills it, to have that to come up, and I declare and decree it will be so in 2024. Amen. But again, like I said, I was convicted. Not convicted. I was struggling. It happens. I posted again where we coming from this morning. And it's about that time. So we coming from the book of Psalms 119. And like I said, this is one of my good books. And one of the scriptures that I'm reading is the verse 10. You hear me saying at the end of the service with the whole heart that I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from that. No. That word that I hid in my heart, verse number 11. But here we go. 10 to 11 says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. That alone stands by itself. If your heart is in with God, you should have no issues of following his commandments or what thus saith the Lord, our Lord and Savior. Your flesh will be diminished. Your lust will be diminished, but we're not perfect. None of us in ministry, none of us out of ministry is perfect. There's no perfect being out here. The only perfect being that was here, the only perfect man that was here is Jesus, our Lord Christ. Please, the people that attend churches and you have ministers and pastors, some will fail, some will fall, some won't. But the ones that don't, you don't see they sin. You don't see, you don't know when they sin because they don't announce it, they don't put it before you. But then that's what happens, and this is how gossip starts. You portray and you go into the house of the Lord and pretend like you don't have any sin, and you don't sin, but you do. Because the word says we all fall short of the glory of God. But because the mercy and how Christ came out to be, to stand into to be the median between man and God, because God already know that man's going to always fail. He gave us generations beyond generations to get it right. From the first man and the first woman to us, our very being right now. Man has continuously failed God. But Christ, because the love that he has for us, the mercy that he has for us, that grace and mercy that God put on us has been extended. It's been extended. What am I saying? Well, look at the years of times. How many wars and things that has gone on this planet? The little hate crimes. In and out of the church. Been the same type of afflictions on different calibers. And then he says, oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Even with your heart seeking after God, you're going to fall. And Satan wants you to stay falling. Because you come to kill, steal, and destroy your connection and your relationship with God. But Christ came that you know that he's the median, he's the mediator, that we can stand up, even though we have fallen, we can get back up and still get with God. He don't want you to stay in your mess. Only Satan wants you to stay in your mess. And look, it says in the verse number 11, it says, thy word have I hid in my heart
that I might not sin against thee. And now Christ said, whether you did it or you thought it, you did it anyway. And I joked with the woman, the guy was like, okay, you know, if I lust after a woman, I might as well go ahead and do it. Because Christ said, even though I thought about it, because only two people know my thoughts. That's me and God. So if I thought about it, or if you thought about it, you did it. But some of our actions, we can't act on it. Because then the man is going to put his two cents into it. Men already got enough sense in our relationships between man and God. Because everything that man touches is not blessed. It could be a blessing, but it's not blessed. Unless it's given by God. What am I mean by that? Anything that's given upon you that's from God doesn't come with confusion. Anything that comes from God that's given to you doesn't come with afflictions. Anything that came from God that's given to you doesn't come with any shame or anything that's not peaceful. Anything that's not graceful. So if anyone say it's a blessing, but you even though if you know the individual, before you receive it, you quickly, that's why you got to pray without ceasing. Because if that line of communication is open with God, when somebody try to play on your intelligence, or when Satan himself trying to play on your intelligence, or play on your faith, I should say, it will be given unto you at that moment. That you won't even have to second guess whether to accept or receive it or deny it. And that's what verse 29 and verse 30 says. Let's go down there. It says, Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. In this whole chapter, David just spilling out his heart to the most transparent degree. He's giving himself to God. The word says, where your heart is, that's where your spirit is. If your heart ain't in it, don't try it. And David gets into that. Oh boy. Right before I'm almost about to wrap it up. Check it out. He said, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. Let me tell you, I try to keep it 100 with anyone that come before me, even with you all. And sometimes it's damnation. Not from God, but from you all. Some people can handle the truth. Some people can't. And this is where it lies with with the title, The Lifter. You know what? At the end of the day, the woman of God and I, we was out to dinner. We had a discussion at the table. And this is how I do my ministry. This is how I preach. I'm not here to make you guys happy. I'm not here to get you excited and get you pumped up and so you can leave out or cut off from this service or this whatever podcast that you're listening to at that point to go right back to the mess that you're in. I'm coming here to give you strength. I'm coming here to give you knowledge. I'm coming here to give you wisdom. I'm coming here to give you strength and courage. If possible, to encourage you to keep the fight of faith. The fight of faith is not easy. The fight of faith is not hard either. It's entirely up to you. The fight can only be hard if your heart is not in it. The fight can be easy if your heart is in it and you want it. And even then, so it's still you're gonna still face some hardship. Even then, you're gonna fight some light shit. But either way, you got to keep the fight of faith. Just like it says in Isaiah 40 and 31, right? What else is in 41 it says? It's an act of encouragement because Isaiah know, talking, being a prophet, talking to the people, and no one listening, no one following you, no one don't give a flip about what you're saying. It takes a toll on you. But in Isaiah 40 and 31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Just believing in God, trying to walk and live in the Christian faith is not hard, and is not easy either. We saw a clip from Jamie Foxx receiving an award. I forgot what award is. And the man broke down at the mic as he received the award because he didn't know the magnitude. He knew of God. He knew of Jesus. But he didn't know of the power. He didn't know of the power of prayer. He didn't know the power of believing. He didn't know the power of faith until he got sick. This is why I say time and time again, you don't want God trying to get your attention. And thank God, and knowing what he was able to see, and thank God he kept being humble. That's one man I know for sure is humble. Jamie Foxx, my hat goes off to you, my brother. Jamie Foxx, I love you, man. Don't know you, but I still love you. And know that the Kingdom Power Fellowship and the people here at Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, we are praying for you. We was praying for you before. We was praying for you while you was going through what you was going through. And we're going to continue to pray for you, my brother. We love you. And anyone that know that man, please allow him to contact me. KingdomPowerFellowship@gmail.com. You can get me that way, my brother. But know that after what I saw on that stage, this is a great example of how someone being humble and is able to identify the power and the glory of the Lord. Then let me tell you what happened, what he said. He gave God the glory and he gave God the honor. He thanked the people, but he most importantly and truly in his heart, not just in speech, because everybody else does it, but in his heart. He gave the God the glory and gave God the praise and gave God the honor because his heart was in it. And because he had more than two or three gathered by God's name, praying for him, keeping him up is the way and how he was able to get through what he was going through. No one knows what happened, how it happened. We know what happened somewhat, not in full detail, but who cares? The brother's here. He's a testimony. And he's giving God the glory. And he's allowing God rule and be a part and stay and be a part of his life. And this is verse 34 to 37. And we're going to wrap it up. Now check out what this. Now this was David was saying. We know David is the man after God's own heart. Because why? David, despite David's shortcomings, he still put God first. Before he did anything his flesh. Or anything that's not of God, he still put God first. Check this out, verse 34. He said, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. You can't get it unless you put your whole heart into it. 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. For then do I delight. Incline my heart into thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Oh. And that's the snap right there. That's the kapoof. What is covetousness? To give you a good example, it's like somebody's buying a brand new car. Okay, let's say a Lamborghini. And they just came into some money and the first thing they brought was a Lamborghini. And they're showing around the Lamborghini all to get what they want for their flesh. Or another example, getting something that is just for you is a worldly gain. There's nobody else getting gain but you. And when I mean nobody else, I'm talking about God. You ain't give nothing for God. You ain't thinking about tithing it to no church or tithing to what, where, who or what you get your bread from. You just straight taking that money and giving it to you. Now, the Lord made a promise unto me. Did I write the vision and make it plain? I thought I did, but he said I didn't. But soon as I get off this service, I'm going to rewrite the vision of Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church and Kingdom Power Fellowship. Because at the end of the day, the television, the app, the toll-free number is what I wanted and what I thought we needed for the fellowship. But I'm going to start investing more into this podcast and also into that way we can get reached out to the rest of the world. To the most part, this podcast does reach majority of the countries that's on this planet, but it's not reaching enough. I thank God for this podcast. I thank God that I came across it because we have reached avenues that I never thought I could reach. Because of this podcast, we're able to have the Kingdom Power Fellowship internationally. Because of this podcast and its avenues of reach outreach of social media, we're able to get on again some avenues that I never thought I would see the podcast or myself being preached on or over. But that's it. That's all this podcast can do. But there's more to than meets the eye. There's more to what thus saith the Lord. So at this point, I have to call on the lifter. And who is the lifter? Who is the lifter? I know you're asking. The lifter is Jesus. The one and only who can save us. The one and only can give us life and have it more abundantly. That was his word to man. That was his word to his disciples. That was his word to the Gentiles. That was his word to the Jews. It wasn't just to one individual of people. It was to everyone and anyone that want to put their whole heart into what their faith is in God. It can only be expounded through the Holy Spirit. And the only way you can get connected to the Holy Spirit, your heart has to be open. Your heart has to be willing. Not just to go and brag about it to other people or to show off to look what the Lord has done for me. No, they will see it anyway. They're going to know about it anyway eventually. And we have to remind ourselves daily, every day. We have to remind ourselves. We have to be conscious of what Romans 12, 1 and 2 says. And let me give it to you. Because sometimes we forget. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as what? As a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And his verse 2. Now verse 2 is the best thing of it. But it backs up to what verse 1 says. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I mean, you can't be doing the same thing and being the same person. You have to be a new person. Which they say, once you become baptized, giving yourself truly unto God through Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you're trying to be a new person. You're trying to be a new creature. You are a new creature. But that only starts not only in your heart, but also in your mind. And this is that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect. Now here's the catch. Will of God. Not a will of you, but a will of God. You can't go on living by faith, calling yourself a Christian, living by the way you think. The way you think has nothing to say, nothing to do, and nothing to go or do with or come with the perfect will of God. The way to know the will of God is you have to know Christ. You have to be in Christ. To be in Christ, you have to give up your heart and your mind to the Lord. And that happens when you renew your mind. Not looking for things for self-gain. A self-purpose. And then verse 37, And we out of here. It says, turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. That song, I give myself away. Right? I don't know if William, is that William Murphy? I give myself away. You have to give yourself away to God. All of how, now I put your name in it, but I'm put my name in how Bernard thinks and used to do. I have to give myself away. And let me tell you, to give up my quick reaction and anger and reaction, and when I say action, inaction, it took a long time for that to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, my second best friend on this planet, which is my mother. My first best friend was my grandmother. My grandmother died somewhere in the 90s. 1990s. Then my mother died in 2011. And after my mother died in 2011, that's when I really decided to get myself together. When I said I had a whole year, well, actually, she died in September of 2011. She died September 7th, 2011. And by December, by December 12th, 3 months, just about 3 months, I was, when I say we're talking to God at every minute of the day, sometimes I made mistakes, sometimes I couldn't even drive, I had to pull over, because I was constantly in conversation. I'm like, Lord, you took the second best thing from me, and how am I supposed to live in this world? How am I supposed to breathe in this world? Even though I was married, you gotta understand, my mother was my rock, and my rock was no longer here. So I had no other choice but to give my whole heart, not partial, not a percentage, not 2%, my whole heart unto God. And I said, Lord, you know, I already know I'm going to slip and fall sometimes, but come on, you got to give me strength, because this thing that you're asking for us to do is hard, and year after year I see it's getting easier and easier. And that's why I say, and I can say it loud and clear today, Christianity is not a religion, it is a way of life. If it's a life, it's a lifestyle. And please understand, ladies and gentlemen, some of you all that's listened to me was born and raised from birth and grown up in the church. I was not like that. I didn't start going to church, really going to church, until 2005, 2006. So you figure in 17 years, the Lord has gotten me to this point. But mind you, when I was a little kid, I was only going with my sister. I didn't give a flip what was going on in service, the songs that were sung. I was only going there for the cake, sometimes the ice cream, and the Kool-Aid, because it was a Baptist church, and the food that they have just about every other Sunday. That's the only reason I was going. I didn't. When they had Sunday school, I didn't go. I stayed and sat right next to my sister. Sometimes I slept. Sometimes I just watching people. Didn't understand what was going on. Didn't care what was going on. But when the Lord called me at 5, that same very night, I saw Satan. Met Satan. We left from one service. My older sister picked us up. I can remember it clear as day. And my older sister that picked us up, we got in the car, and she was playing Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. And from that very night, after I had a one-on-one encounter with God, speaking with God directly, and he was speaking to me, not through my mind or my prayer, but directly as I'm talking to you, was dismissed. This is how quick Satan works. And Satan had me in his grasp from the age of 5. From the age of 5, which was 1979, to 2005. Do the math on that. And then from 2005, I was and still trying to get right before the Lord God, trying to do what thus saith the Lord, and not do what I used to do and how I used to be and what anything is inclined to be from Bernard Anthony Smith. So you want the things to get right. You want yourself to be right once you take your last breath. Because what you do in the world, what the world has to offer, ain't going to be with you when you take your last breath. The world's not going to be with you when you go up for judgment. The main word that I said in this service on today, that one word, not even a title, and it was said in verse 30, when David says, I have chosen the way of truth. The truth. And what happens with the truth? If you've ever been in court or been in on trial or in a case, you're going to have so many different versions of the truth. So if there is a version of the truth, there's no version of the truth. And that being said, then that's not the truth. That's versions. Just like there are many religions out here. There are versions of Christianity, but what is the true Christianity? Is the one that speaks the truth. Is the one that trying to be not being the same like has other ones. And this is how I try to be for Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church. Is speak the truth, teach the truth, preach the truth, live in the truth. And the only way that that's going to be if you call on the lifter. You can call on your mama, your daddy, your uncle. You can't call on nobody on this planet unless what thus saith the Lord directs you to do. If you learn anything else from this service and today, give yourself away and look and seek yourself in the truth. And once you find it, put your whole heart into it. But to know the truth, you got to speak the truth. And you got to teach the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Father God, I ask you right now, Lord, to continue to bless me, teach me, hold me, and keep me in thy arms. Father God, to all those that's listening now and that's going to download later, we ask you, Father God, to touch each and every one of them. I ask you right now, Father God, to cause conviction in their minds and most importantly, and in their hearts so that their paths can be directed unto you, Father God. You said train up a child has the way they should go and they should not depart from it. But Lord, we've seen so many kids depart from so many ways, those that live by you and those that don't have no clue about you. But we ask you right now, Father God, let your Shekinah glory fall upon us throughout the days of our lives until the days of our judgment. And we ask you, Father God, to have mercy. Have mercy. Continue to have mercy. Continue to have grace. Continue to be who you are and who you say you're going to be in our lives. And we ask you, Father God, let that truth be so transparent that we can see it in our eyes and we can accept the knowledge, see the knowledge, and take it in and start living by that. Lord, Father God, we ask you, and we declare, and we decree that you don't depart from us, and you don't depart from me. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name we pray, and that the redeemed say, amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you for joining us. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me was the First Lady of GMPCC and the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Excuse me. For thy word thou didst hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Right? And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe. See you guys tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.